If you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like for you to turn with me to the epistle of 2 John. Some of the old-time preachers called it Little John. But I'm telling you, if you get to studying after John, he's Big John. Big Bad John. Amen. He writes to us and helps us along the way. You'll know what chapter to turn to when you get there. Let's stand in reverence to the Word of God if you're able this morning. If you're not, that's fine. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for praying. My wife and I have been married 45 years today. Ain't that a blessing? I didn't say ask her, ask me. That's a blessing, amen. And I appreciate that. I got to thinking, who was it, Brother James and Sister Thelma celebrated 70 years not too long ago? Amen. And if I make it to my 69th year, we'll be married 50 years. Wouldn't that be a blessing, amen, to be able to make it 50 years? And to God be all the glory. The Lord knows I don't deserve Miss Eve. She's a blessing. She really is. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, I love this, and shall be with us forever. How many is glad, thank God, the truth will be with us forever? He said, grace be with you and mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Verse 4, I rejoiced greatly that I found of thy children. What's the next three words? Here we go again. We're still walking, amen. Walking in truth. As we have received a commandment from the Father. We'll be covering the rest of the book. You can be seated. Pray with us and pray for us this morning. Our Father, I want to thank you this morning. Lord, I could honestly say, if nothing else happened in the service, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. But now, Lord, the kindling has been lit. And the fire, Lord, has begun. God, I pray you'd help us this morning to lay a log on that fire might burn brightly, give warmth to some heart that's cold. Lord, I pray this morning that you would clothe us in our calling. Thank you, God, for the good choir singing, the good congregation, the good special. Thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost. Lord, there'd be no fellowship around the house of God if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost. Lord, there'd be nobody getting saved if it weren't for the Holy Ghost. There'd be no preaching, Lord, if it weren't for the Holy Ghost. Lord, we love you. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to preach this morning on this subject, walking with the Lord. Walking in truth. Walking in truth. I believe with all my heart that the Lord put this in my heart for the service today. The Bible said here that I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. Boy, it's a blessing to a pastor when he sees his people walking in truth. It's a blessing to a dad, a papaw, when he sees his children, his grandchildren walking in truth. It's a blessing, our Father, to not only our Father on earth, but our Father in heaven when we walk in truth. I want to give you some things about this morning. I'll try not to be too long in your hearing, but there's three things that God wants me to magnify in this service today. Number one, to walk in truth, one must know the truth. Did you know that we're in a place in our country where people don't know the truth? The Bible said here, in verse number 1, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'm glad this morning that I don't just know about the truth, but I know the truth. Amen. I'll give you a couple of things about one knowing the truth. Number one, we need to know that it's a truth that sustains us. The Bible said in verse 2, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Thy word, O Lord, is forever settled in heaven. Beloved, it's the truth. It's the truth. When I wanted to quit, it's the truth that kept me going. The truth of God's word. Amen. It's the truth that sustains us. If you would, take your Bible and turn with me, please, to the book of Psalms in chapter number 12. The Bible said, verse 6, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. I never caught this until I read this last night. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. If ever there was a time, beloved, when we've got the wicked walking on every side, we need to walk in truth. It's the truth, amen, that'll keep us not turning to the left or not turning to the right, but going down the avenue with the Lord Jesus, amen. It's the truth that sustains us. I believe with all of my heart, not only do we notice a truth that sustains, but I want you to see the truth and its source. The Bible said in verse 3, grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father. Glory to God. I'm glad I know where the truth come from. Say amen. There are a lot of people saying we come from monkeys. I know where we come from. We come from a holy God. Amen. That reached down in the dirt and made a man, breathed into him a breath of life. Say amen. And he became a living soul. I'm glad. Thank God. Listen, I know about Adam. I know about Eve. I know about the fall. But I know one that picked us up from the fall. And his name is the Lord Jesus. Amen. It's the truth, the source of truth. God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus, the Father in truth and love. Pilate said, what is truth? Well, let me answer that. Jesus, he's the one that said, I am the way, the truth. Now listen, the way this world reads that verse is, I'm one of the ways, one of the truths. The truth is what you say it is. No, honey. The truth is what God said it is. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And that word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father. I'm glad, thank God. It's a truth that sustains, but I know the source of that truth. God the Father and God the Son. What a blessing that is. And then you see the truth and the scripture. You know what the world believes about the truth? They believe there is no absolute truth. That's what they believe. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You open this book anywhere you want to, and you're reading absolute truth. Amen. Thank God when the Lord said, sanctify them through thy truth. He said, now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. The word of God is truth. The Bible mentions in verse number 4, I rejoice greatly that I found thy children walking in truth as we have received a commandment from the Father. Oh, I tell you what, we were better off when the commandments were in the courthouse, when the commandments were in the schoolhouse, when the commandments were just about in every house. Amen. They hung them up on the wall, even in the house. Amen. I thank God. Listen, we're not saved by keeping the commandments, but I'll tell you what's the truth. It'll sure help you walk right.
Amen. If you'll look at those commandments, say amen and say, God, I want to honor you. I've been saved by the grace of God. It's those commandments that proved me guilty and ran me to Calvary so I can be forgiven. Amen. To walk in truth, one must know the truth. Secondly, in the message this morning, just got reminded of Brother Jack. I never did see Brother Jack's picture with that tie picked up close. Glory to God, preacher's got to have a little air. Amen. Amen. To walk in truth, one must know the truth, but to walk in truth means that one, now listen to this, must show the truth. If you're walking in truth, guess what? It's going to show on you. There's a verse of scripture over there that says, let your light so shine before men that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You say, Pastor, where did you get this in the text? Look at verse number 5. And now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee, but that which we had from the beginning, that you love one another. You show me somebody that hates his brother, and I'll show you somebody that's not walking in truth. You show me somebody that hates the church, I'll show you somebody that's not walking in truth. Somebody say amen. You show me somebody, beloved, listen, that's promoting this sin on every hand, and I'll show you somebody that's not walking in truth. To know the truth, to walk in truth, means that one must show the truth. The Bible said in verse 6, and this is love, that we walk after his commandments. That this is the commandment, that as you have received, or heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. Let me give you something about the commandments. Turn back to 1 John, please. Here's just some real tough scripture. A lot of people don't like scripture like this, but I tell you what, if you walk in truth, you love all the scripture. Even if it cuts you coming and going, that's what the Bible said it is, like a sharp two-edged sword. Say amen. By the way, I don't know how you live or where you live, but where I live and how I live, I need to be cut every once in a while. Amen. One old preacher said to somebody, said, well, you stepped on my toes. He said, that only proves I'm a bad aim. I wasn't aiming for your toes. I was aiming for your heart. Amen. The truth will aim for our heart. Help us, amen, to walk in truth. Look at 1 John chapter 2, verse number 3. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. We see here, beloved, that the Bible is saying in verse number 4, he that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Somebody told Brother Mays one time, said, I just can't keep the commandments. He said, tell me exactly which one you're having trouble with. We're not saved by keeping the commandments. Amen. But I'm telling you what, you can get saved, you can walk in truth and not commit adultery. And not lie. And not steal. And not put something before God. Somebody help me. Amen. And not covet your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's stuff. Say amen. You can walk in truth. And walk with God. To walk in truth means that one must show the truth. There's fellowship with God's children. Now listen. Here's what the world says. You'll even hear it in the political realm. We're all God's children. That's a lie out of hell. We're all God's creation. We're all God's creation by our first birth. You can only be a child of God by having another birth, a second birth. You must be born again. That's what the scripture teaches. Amen. We have fellowship with God's children and we love one another. And what a blessing it is. That's one way we show the truth, by fellowship and one with another. I was talking with a gentleman last week and he said the church ought to be like a family. And that's a truth. The Bible said we ought to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. You say, Pastor, I'm so burdened. Somebody will help you carry it. Because the day will come, beloved, when you're not so burdened and you can help somebody else. Amen. carry their burden. Beloved, to walk in truth means that one must show the truth. When we're showing the truth, there's fellowship with God's children. Secondly, there's the fullness of God's joy. I want you to look in verse number 12 in 2 John. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face. I love this, that our joy may be full. You know what a lot of God's people need? They need to fill her up. Amen. Listen, it'll take that thing on your face right there that goes like this and make it go like that. Say amen. And you know when the best time to show God's truth is when things ain't going too good. When you're on the mountain, it's easy to go like that. But I'm going to tell you what, if you walk with God, you're in the lowest valley. You can go like that anyway. Say amen. Because God's still on the throne. And every good and perfect gift cometh down from above. And whatever I'm going through, beloved, God said it's for my good. He's developing me into that man that he wants me to be. The Bible said in John 15, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept the Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. You can look at your life. I can look at my life. And every time we ended up like David, when David had to cry out to God, God, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. You say, Pastor, where did the joy go? I'll tell you where it went. It went away when we stopped walking in truth. We need to walk in the truth. We show the truth by fellowshipping with God's children. We'll see the fullness of God's joy. That which we have seen, 1 John 1:3, and heard, we declare we unto you, that you all have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Now watch this. This is no less important than the first two things. To walk in truth, one must know the truth. To walk in truth, one must show the truth. But to walk in truth, listen to me carefully. How many's been saved more than 20 years? How many's been saved more than 30 years? How many's been saved more than 40 years? I can't raise my hand there. How many's been saved more than 50 years? Man, there's some old people around here, ain't they? Amen. How many, Brother W.C., you been saved more than 60? 70? 80? 62? 62 years. Anybody been saved longer than 62 years? Sister Shelby's been saved longer than 60. I didn't even know you was that old, Sister Shelby. Amen. You've been saved 62 years. Now listen to this last point. To walk in truth, one must grow in the truth. Listen to me carefully right here. I don't care if you've been saved a year, a month, 2 years, 20 years, or 50 years. We ought to be growing in the truth of God's Word. The Bible said that we could grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory. The Bible said as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word. Why do they desire it? That they may grow thereby. I watched my grandchildren, my children. I've watched around the church the little ones. Boy, for a long time, they're just tickled to death with milk. Little James, they had him over there this morning. I thought they was going to have to run him through the car wash when he got done with breakfast. Amen. Milk ain't going to do it no more. Amen. I want something solid. Say amen. Can I tell you something about truth? We need to grow in that truth. We ought to be wanting something solid. Amen. We ought to be wanting the truth. We ought to be desiring the truth. We ought to be walking in that truth and growing in that truth into the stature of men and women. The Bible said to walk in truth. The Bible text is here in verse number 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Concentrate on this verse for a moment, please. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that you receive a full reward. I'm going to key in on that in a minute, but let me tell you something right now. You know what happens when people stop growing in the truth? It won't be long and you won't find them. How many people in Kingsport are sitting at the house this morning that used to teach a Sunday school class, that used to sing in the choir, that used to be faithful to church, that used to take gospel tracts and be witness to people, be a light to people, amen, used to invite others? You say, Pastor, what happened? They come to a place in their life where they stop growing in the truth. I know this, and I'm no one's judge, but sometimes people just don't know the truth to start with. All they got was a real cream religion. A little dabble, do you say amen? And they're gone. But God doesn't talk about religion taking us to heaven. It's a relationship with the Lord Jesus. We've got to be born into the family of God. Amen. And thank God. I want you to see some things this morning here about this growing in truth. I read this and I thought it was important because as you grow, you can relate to what this person said. This person said, Dear God, so far today I've done all right. I haven't gossiped. I haven't lost my temper. I haven't been grumpy, nasty, or selfish. And I'm really glad of that, Lord. But in a few minutes, Lord, I'm going to get out of bed. And from then on, I'm probably going to need a lot of help. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You say, Pastor, why would you mention that? Because that person's growing in truth. That person realizes when they get up in the morning, that fellow they look at in the mirror is their enemy. That old flesh, amen. Listen, God saved my soul. He didn't save my flesh. My flesh has to be brought under subjection to the Holy Spirit of the living God. And I must walk in truth and grow in the truth. Or, beloved, the things of this world, instead of them growing strangely dim, I'll be caught up in the things of this world. Let me give you this. I believe there's three things being taught here. Number one, an evaluation. If we're going to grow in truth, we need to evaluate, beloved, our lives. In verse number 9, it said, Whoso transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both Father and the Son. And if there be any come to you that bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. I believe we need to evaluate the doctrine. You say, you know what a lot of people do? They come and sit down on a church pew and whatever the preacher says, they take it as gospel. Now listen, I'm the pastor, but you shouldn't do that. You ought to make sure, beloved, that whatever he's saying is coming out of this book. Amen. God didn't say the preacher was forever settled in heaven. It said his word was forever settled in heaven. And you ought to evaluate the doctrine. Amen. In other words, beloved, when somebody comes along and says there's another way, they're lying to you. Amen. When somebody comes along and listen to this, I've heard this in Baptist churches. God help us. Well, doctrine's not important. I'm going to tell you doctrine is important. You know what doctrine is? It's the truth of God's Word. You know what false doctrine is? False doctrine is what's contrary to God's Word. That's how you can know true doctrine and false doctrine, is by knowing what the Word of God said. We need to evaluate the doctrine. That's the word evaluation. Look to yourselves. Number two, we need to evaluate the deceivers. Can I tell you this? This world is full of deceivers. Full of them. I don't want to... I'm just going to give you an example. I run across this, and this guy rubs me the wrong way. His name is Joel Osteen. Maybe he's one of your favorites. I tell you what, if you'll ever learn the truth, he won't be. He had an interview with Larry King. And Larry King said to Joel, he said, I've noticed that in your fan base, there are Muslims and even atheists. And let me ask you this. Have you been around here long enough to know that we ain't got many Muslims in our fan base? Or atheists? Brother Chris, I was preaching in a prison up in Pennsylvania, and that imam was sitting over there in an office. And I was preaching loud enough that he could hear me plumb over in that office. Boy, I tell you what, I about got the Rock of Ages in trouble. We went in there, we was getting ready to go out of the prison, and he said, I don't understand why you have to raise your voice the way you do. I told Brother Napper when we walked out of there, I said, Brother Napper, I said, he wouldn't like it if I whispered about my Jesus. Amen. Honey, it wasn't the loudness. It was the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only way to heaven. Amen. Oh, Joel, he said, Larry King said, how do you explain that? He said, well, the principles that I teach are from the Scripture. How to forgive. How to reach dreams. How to have a good self-image. You say, Pastor, you got no business saying this morning. I'm talking about deceivers, and he fits right in the middle of it. Deceivers. What about the doctrine, beloved, except ye repent? You'll never hear that. You must be born again. You'll never hear that. Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father. He was famously responded to one of Larry King's questions about the eternal fate of those who do not believe in Jesus, even though he doesn't know much about what the people in India believe. He knows that they are sincere in their love for God. I'm going to tell you something. You can sit here, you can sit in India, you can sit in Africa, you can be as sincere as you want to be. But if it's not Jesus as the ticket to heaven, you're sincerely wrong. You say, Pastor, you've got no business preaching like that. I'll stand before God with it. Amen. I'm ready to stand before God with it. Because, beloved, this world is full of deceivers. A Baptist preacher will tell you to sign the card, you'll be all right, is deceiving you. Let me dip you in a water hole and you'll be all right, he's deceiving you. Let me put a wafer on your tongue and you'll be all right, he's deceiving you. This world's full of deceivers. And there needs to be an evaluation. We need to evaluate, beloved, the doctrine. We need to evaluate the deceivers. I thought maybe I was going to vomit, so I couldn't watch the whole thing. I just watched enough to verify what I was reading, the interview with Larry King. But one thing I caught was this. He said, well, when Dad died, he said, I just stepped in as pastor. You're looking at a man that believes God calls men to preach the gospel. You don't just step in to be doing something, amen, to get rich and deceive people. When them Jehovah's Witnesses come to your house, you know what they're going to do? They're not going to lay out their Bible. They're going to carry our Bible until they get you sucked in. Then they're going to take you to their translation, amen. You know why? Because the King James Bible goes against what they teach. They're deceivers. They won't come and tell you right off the bat, amen, what they believe. And they pray, listen to me, they pray on weak Christians. To walk in truth means that we must grow in the truth. There needs to be an evaluation. Look to yourselves. And then watch what the Bible said here. That you lose not the things which we have wrought. Not only an evaluation, but there needs to be a continuation. If we're going to grow in truth, hey man, you can't afford to pick up your Bible once in a while. It needs to be, beloved, a part. Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. I don't just eat once in a while. You can tell that by looking at me. And I don't just eat the Bible once in a while. And I wouldn't give you a dime for a person that's preaching something that he won't eat himself. There needs to be an evaluation. There needs to be a continuation. 1 Timothy 4:16 said, take heed to thyself, to the doctrine, continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. 1 John 2:24, let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you shall continue in the Son and in the Father. We need to know the truth. We need to show the truth. And we need to grow in the truth of God's Word. The last thing here under this part about growing in the truth, not only an evaluation and a continuation, but there's a jubilation. What is that? There's a rejoicing. Watch what the Bible said here at the end of that verse. Receive a full reward. Let me tell you who the happiest people are at the judgment seat of Christ. Those that started in the truth, those that walked in the truth, continued in the truth, and finished in the truth, and they're standing before God. Amen. Those are the ones that will hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. The Bible said in Revelation 2:10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. You shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. That's my desire, is to walk with the truth, walk in truth, walk with God, and be faithful unto death. A.W. Tozer said this, the unattended garden will soon be overrun with weeds. The heart that fails to cultivate truth and root out error will shortly be a theological wilderness. That's what A.W. Tozer said. You want to know why people are confused? I'll tell you why. Because they've gotten away from the truth. Our Lord is not the author of confusion. Amen. Our Lord speaks truth. I don't know about you this morning, but I believe that what is being taught here in the book of 2 John is needed. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth. My prayer is that my children can find daddy walking in truth. My precious wife can find her husband walking in truth. My grandchildren, when I cross out of this world, will say, daddy was walking. Papa was walking. My husband was walking in truth. I pray that I can leave a church that would say, my pastor was walking in truth. The truth's not popular. It never has been. Study your Bible. Why did they give them such a hard time in the first century? Because they rejected the truth of God's Word. Amen. And then, beloved, we see the martyrs down through the years. It started with Stephen. Why did they stone Stephen to death? It wasn't because he was just a man. It was because he was a man with the right message. And the message they couldn't stand. Amen. How many's glad you're saved this morning? Amen. We're going to have a time of invitation. If you felt yourself slipping a little bit, it'd be a good time to slip into the altar. Amen. Say, God, I know the truth. God, I want to grow in the truth. Amen. God, I want to go out of here this week. I want to show the truth to those that are walking in darkness. I want to be a light to somebody this week. Let's have a song of invitation this morning. Let's bow for prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you this morning for the privilege to be in the house of God. Thank you, Lord, for John. That one that would say of himself, that other disciple, that disciple whom Jesus loved. Lord, I know that John has put an emphasis this morning on the truth. God, I pray this morning that in our lives we wouldn't let the truth slip. Lord, we'd cling to the truths of God's Word. God, I pray this morning for those that have not yet trusted you as Savior. They know about the truth, but to know the truth is to know Jesus. God, I pray that this morning they would, Lord, tire of the guilt, tire of the shame, tire of walking in this world and not walking in truth, and come to know you in the free pardon of sin. In Jesus' name. Let's stand together.